This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. When the band The Go-Betweens reunited in 2000, about 10 years after breaking up, it was great news for their devoted fans in America, Europe, and their native Australia. Here's what rock critic Robert Krieskar wrote about the band in The Village Voice. There's no denying that The Go-Betweens are a bookish taste. If you're bored by the literary, you won't get them. But rather than lyric poets, Robert Forster and Grant McLennan are better conceived as short story writers. This music has no equal in pop, and also no equal of any note in the contemporary short story. In a few minutes, we'll meet Grant McLennan and Robert Forster and listen to music from The Go-Betweens' new CD, Oceans Apart. But first, our rock historian Ed Ward has a profile of the band.
Back in 1978, Grant McLennan and Robert Forster were, I imagine, two bored guys who read too much and lived in Brisbane, Australia, a place neither remembers with much affection. They were art students at the University of Queensland and soon discovered they could write songs together, and so, in the punk rock spirit of the times, they went into a studio and made a record. It sure wasn't the kind of punk the Saints and other Australian punk bands were doing, but it was original, and people down under started paying attention. McLennan and Forster realized that local success wasn't enough, so in 1979, they packed their guitars and flew to London, where they literally didn't know a single person. From there, they headed to Paris, and from there, even more unlikely, they went to Glasgow, where a new label called Postcard invited them to make a single.
I look at you and I wonder why. Extinct and I'm beginning to cry. Give me a bank book, and sometimes I think I need to have the best detective.
Back home, this made them heroes, and they found themselves in demand. Trouble was, they needed a drummer. And the one they found, a lanky 6-foot-tall woman named Lindy Morrison, was the missing ingredient. Her style was completely unique and seemed to follow the text as much as the rhythm of the melody. Despite wonderful production and catchy hooks, the Go-Betweens never had any hits outside of Australia, which is perhaps understandable, given how literary their songs were.
They had problems with their father's law. They sleep in the back of a feminist bookstore. The Clark sisters. The elder sister keeps a midnight vigil. The younger sister, she's not spiritual. The Clark sisters. And they're still gray. Their lovely steel gray hair, the Clark sisters. Why don't I?
Not only were they literary, they were Australian. The Clark sisters were real friends of Forster's mother, and the portrait he wrote of them could have come from no other country. By the time they recorded the Clark Sisters in 1987, they'd added one more member, Amanda Smith, on violin, oboe, and piano, and her talents opened up the group's sound even more.
Watch the butcher shine his knife, and this town is full of battered wives.
She also became Grant McLennan's girlfriend, and whether it was this, the touring, the lack of hits over the years, or possibly none of the above, the band finally called it quits in 1990. Amanda Smith and Lindy Morrison formed a band called Cleopatra Wong, and Forster and McLennan made solo albums. Then, in 2000, they announced a new Go-Betweens lineup. Having heard their new album, Oceans Apart, I'm happy to say that they're as good as ever.
Ed Ward is Fresh Air's rock historian. He lives in Berlin.